Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Police are investigating after two people were shot to death outside of a daycare in Grain Valley. Here's Brandon Dixon with the report.
Happened Monday outside the Milestone Academy on South Buckner-Tarsney Road. Cops say no children were hurt in the shooting and it was an isolated domestic dispute. No word on the identities of the victims and the daycare will be closed Tuesday. I'm Brandon Dixon.
City leaders in Shawnee have made their decision concerning their embattled city manager. Council members Monday night voted to fire Doug Gerber 2 weeks after an inappropriate video involving him was sent to city employees. The video showed Gerber involved in explicit activity. Doug Whitaker, the city's director of public works, is serving as interim city manager. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forest.
Farmers know that having cleaner fields leads to higher yields. So when the 100% exclusive genetics of Asgrow brand soybeans with XtendFlex technology clears out those hard-to-control weeds, you can see the path to the next bushel on every acre, adding to your bottom line. If you're ready to have clean fields and consistent performance, let Asgrow lead the way. See your local Asgrow seed dealer for more information. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that the State Finance Council approved the transfer of $15.8 million from the State Water Plan Fund to facilitate water projects that address quality and quantity issues and infrastructure needs. This funding is part of Governor Kelly's and the legislature's historic investment of an additional $35 million in the State Water Plan Fund through the package of the Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302. Governor Kelly said this funding allows them to start on critical shovel-ready projects that help Kansas's farmers and rural communities drive long-term sustainable solutions to the water crisis. And she looks forward to continuing to work with the legislature and their community partners to ensure water resources are available for future generations. These funds will support long-term infrastructure solutions for Rattlesnake Creek Basin and Quivira National Wildlife Refuge that address water rights, increase water availability and supply, and support irrigation technology. The construction and rehabilitation of dams with the most pressing need for repair, and water quality initiatives to support infrastructure projects in small towns, contamination remediation, and long-term groundwater quality monitoring. In addition, though not needing State Finance Council approval, the Kansas Water Office is putting an additional $2.2 million towards the High Plains Aquifer data collection, feedlot and dairy water reuse and reclamation, technical assistance to help communities access state or federal grants, and a water plan education and outreach program. More than 800,000 vehicles are involved in crashes across Kansas each year, with emergency responders putting their personal safety at risk at every scene. And with that in mind, protect those who protect you is the theme for the 2023 Nationwide Crash Responder Safety Week, November 13th through the 17th. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said the men and women who respond to thousands of crashes and disabled vehicles each year on our roadways serve the public and save lives, and they deserve our thanks, our respect, and most importantly, our assistance to keep them safe as they perform their duties. Always use caution when approaching a crash scene and move over for any stopped vehicle with caution signals or warning lights. The National Safety Campaign highlights the efforts of those people who provide traffic incident management throughout the state. And these include law enforcement agencies, roadway crew members, fire and rescue, emergency medical services, public works, towing, and others. According to current Kansas Department of Transportation statistics, in 2022, nearly 127,000 people were involved in vehicle crashes in Kansas, whether they were drivers, passengers, pedestrians, or bicyclists. And most crashes are on or near a roadway, requiring responders to control traffic while handling emergency situations. However, Sherry Hillard, the state intelligent transportation systems engineer, said unfortunately responders get struck or injured frequently while working, resulting in even more devastating consequences. Since 2017, the Kansas Department of Transportation has also partnered with the University of Kansas and the Kansas Fire and Rescue Training Institute to organize and provide free TIM training designed to maximize safety for first responders. About 800 responders attended the training last year. There are three important dates coming up that Kansas State Park visitors won't want to miss. Beginning December 1st, 2023, the annual permits for Kansas State Parks will go on sale online at state park offices and at licensed vendor locations, and they include the annual vehicle permit, the annual vehicle permit for senior or disabled Kansas residents, the unconventional vehicle permit, which can be purchased at state park offices, the annual camping permit, and the 14-day camping permit. Beginning December 8, 2023 at 12 noon, campsite reservations for the prime season, April 1st through October 31st, will open for the Kansas State Parks that include Cedar Bluff, Cheney, Kannapolis, Meade, Milford, Perry, Pomona, Sand Hills, Tuttle Creek, Webster, and Prairie Dog. Beginning December 15, 2023 at 12 noon, campsite reservations for the prime season, April 1st through October 31st, will open for the remaining Kansas State Parks. Parkgoers who want to have the best chances possible of being able to reserve a campsite for a desired date or dates during prime season should familiarize themselves with campitks.com or reserveamerica.com, ensure they have a seamless login with an existing complete profile, or create a new account for anyone brand new to either website, download the CampitKS mobile app for access on the go, and mark down the launch dates for permit sales and 2024 reservations. To view a complete list of state parks in Kansas, including maps and lists of amenities, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/state-parks. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The USDA reported that harvest is near the finish line in Kansas. As of Sunday, 97% of the state's corn crop has been harvested. It was near 96% last year, and the five-year average is 93%. Soybeans harvested reached 90% completion, ahead of 82% on average. Sunflower harvested is 87% done, which is equal to last year. Sorghum is 90% harvested in the state. It was near 89% last year at this time. And the cotton condition was rated 39% good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions have been rated 11% good to excellent. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, October 31st, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson and Marvin Matchett. The October 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission for approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Rob Lawson and Robert Bowman were present to discuss with the commission employment status. The commission explained the county's position with the employment of Robert Bowman when the payroll status reached the penalty level with CAPERS. Rob and Robert Bowman had several questions concerning the decision. However, the commission tabled any final decision until a full commission was present. Kellen Jacobs with the Norton County Hospital was in to visit with the commission, and Kellen notified the commission that a new CEO has been hired and will assume the duties soon. Kellen then stated that positive changes are being made and noted. Kellen also briefly spoke with the commission about the possibility of looking into a countywide sales tax to assist with the financial operation of the hospital. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission about purchasing a landfill cover. Ted obtained a price for the product, which came in at $21,065, including freight, and the bid was received from LSC Environmental Products. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the bid, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion was approved. John Mapes with Mapes and Miller Accounting was present to deliver the 2022 Norton County audit, and after review, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to accept the audit and to give Mapes and Miller the authorization to file the necessary documents with the state. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the October 12th minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the October 16th minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson. And a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the October 23rd minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson. The motions passed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until November 6th. And according to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on November 6th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Kellen Jacobs and Rochelle Horneck with the Norton County Hospital were present to visit with the commission about possible options to raise funds for the hospital operations. An update was also given on the new CEO hiring. After an executive session, the commission returned to regular session at 9:30 a.m. with no action taken as a result of that executive session. Rob Lawson and Robert Bowman joined the meeting, and the commission notified Robert Bowman that he has reached his maximum allowed earnings for the year. Robert's employment was discussed for the 2024 year. The commission discussed road conditions and reported roads that needed to be inspected, and other items discussed was the motor grader specs, equipment repairs, and the Department of Corrections contract renewal. The commission reviewed and discussed the 2022 audit that was delivered last week, and with no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until November 13th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Are you ready to build your dream project and equip your home with the latest appliances? At Cowpoke Supply, they offer a wide variety of high-quality lumber, from sturdy hardwoods to durable softwoods, ensuring your project is built to last. Cowpoke's appliance department features top-of-the-line household appliances from trusted brands. Whether you're upgrading your kitchen or refreshing your laundry room, they have it all. Visit them today on East Highway 36 in Norton. Cowpoke Supply, where your dreams take shape and your home comes to life. Be sure to tune in to the KQNK Party Line every morning now through Wednesday, November 22nd for your chance to win a Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods of Norton. Your chance to win is brought to you in part by these sponsors: the Anby Home, H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet, and Pizza Hut Wing Street. It's sure to be a gobble-tastic good time.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. With Congressional Ag Committee leadership announcing an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, this becomes the latest in a series of recent farm policy legislation that took longer than expected to complete. Rod Bain has the story.
The 2018 Farm Bill has been extended. Over the weekend, chairs and ranking members of the Senate and House Agriculture Committees announced a one-year extension of the current Farm Bill, a measure originating from continuing federal budget debates in Congress that threatened passage of a new Farm Bill by the end of this year. At a recent Farm Foundation forum, University of Illinois professor Jonathan Kappas said Farm Bills passing in the year of originally intended date of completion has been rare of late.
Farm Bill 19- 1996, began in 1995, complicated by budget issues. What became the 2002 Farm Bill really began being debated in 2001, so that stretched over multiple years. Again, what became the 2008 Farm Bill started in 2007. And the current record holder for the longest stretch is the Farm Bill. It got enacted in early 2014, and it really began in 2011. It was supposed to have been reauthorized in 2012. And then the 2018 Farm Bill is actually the only one in recent history that has been reauthorized within the year of the expiration.
Abroad Bade reporting, Washington, D.C.
The nation's ranchers slashed the U.S. cattle herd to its lowest level in decades. As a result, the U.S. is importing record amounts of beef this year and exporting much less. The steep drop in cattle numbers has led to significantly higher beef prices. Reuters says those high prices make companies look to import cheaper beef and discourage American beef purchases by buyers like China, Japan, and Egypt. USDA expects the U.S. to drop to fourth in the rankings for the largest beef and veal exporters, down from number two last year. America's beef exports are projected to sink 14% from 2022 to 3 billion pounds. This is the Kansas
Ag Network. With Indigo Ag's key account manager, Garrett Witters, for a Crop Health Minute. Today, we're talking about biologicals and their impact on plant health throughout the growing season. Garrett, we're coming up on the 2024 growing season. What do farmers need to know about how biologicals work and how they can improve yield performance?
These microbes essentially will help the plant overcome any stress that it encounters throughout the growing season.
Which farmers can benefit from the use of biologicals?
Unless you're farming in the Garden of Eden, you can benefit from the use of biologicals. Every acre, every year is experiencing some form of yield-robbing stress. And with the way our products are formulated and applied, they're super easy to use and are compatible with most every other seed treatment that farmers are using that's on the market.
And if farmers are interested in learning more about Biotrinsic, what should they do?
If you visit indigoag.com/crophealth, you can get contact information for both myself and retail partners and more information about our products in general.
That was our Indigo Ag Crop Health Minute. You can find more information about Indigo Ag at indigoag.com/.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure in the mid and upper levels will stay put over the central plains into Thursday, so we get a fair, warm, and dry weather pattern continuing. The wind will steadily pick up over the next few days. A cold front will drop in late Thursday night, cooling our temperatures back closer to average by Friday. As for precipitation, chances will stay very low for a while. The long-range forecast models are showing a possible change in the weather pattern over the weekend, but a few things still need to come together. With the strong high pressure in place, cloud cover will be at a minimum for most of our state today, except for some mid-level clouds drifting into our western counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered over Kansas, and a low pressure lee trough is east of the Rockies. That'll help enhance our temperatures for the next few days. Wind will be a little bit gusty in our western high plains at 15 to 20 miles an hour out of the south, but just breezy elsewhere for now. Little or no chance of rain with that high pressure system in place. Temperatures stay well above average. And east to west flow will cause some cloud cover over our western and maybe into the central counties, but we'll be getting plenty of sunshine as well. Overnight looks clear and breezy, and then tomorrow will be the warmest day of the week, 70s statewide, warm and dry through Thursday, then we have a low-pressure trough and cold front dropping in on Friday. No rain with that, but temperatures will be back a little bit closer to average, mostly in the 60s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be hitting the upper 60s with low to mid-30s overnight, upper 60s and low 70s north-central, and tonight we're in the upper 30s and low 40s. Northeast, low 70s for today and low 40s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 60s for the afternoon high, and tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Upper 60s and low 70s south central, low 40s for the overnight. Southeast, right around 70, and tonight we're in the low 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.